Hello, this is Sophia Fanny Gold certificating an endoscopy report on Albert Howard, date of birth 5/12/1947, date of procedure April 24, 2024. Physician is Dr. Fanny Gold Sergio, referring physician is Dr. Saeed Nasser Rudin. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. And cold snare polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, chemical biopsy polypectomy. Indication is abdominal distension, abdominal pain, colorectal cancer screening, personal history of colon polyps. Description, procedure, and form, consent with the same period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of malignancy, such as malignancy, or expensive patient for the patient's left endoscopy, so you place in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitoring anesthesia care, a well-lubricated almost for your gastrical potential use, and esophagus and man's direct vision to the cecum, to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach junction, esophagus, electroflex, is obtained at the cardiac period, air reception from the sun before withdrawal of the scope. Patient is then turned around in left lateral position as the direct exam revealed in a large prostate or a well-lubricated limbus video. Colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceorb, the cecal valve, and confluence of the pulse period. Careful examination made of the cecum, cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum, the retroflexure, the chain of the rectum period, Boston bowel prep score is graded as stated. Six, comma 2-2-2, comma fair prep. The patient thought it was pretty well done. Complications finding. At upper endoscopy, there was evidence of mild white plaque formation in the proximal metastasis. Some biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and histology. Next time, the Z line was regular at 40 centimeters from by black. Next time, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Come biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology and through the light H. pylori. Next time, and there was evidence of duodenal bulb nodularity. Circumferentially throughout, comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and histology. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to G2 portion. Comma biopsies were obtained for relapsed celiac disease. Next line, there was evidence of a duodenal bulb, approximately 8 millimeter polyp. Comma, this is removed with cold snare polypectomy in total. Next line, a colonoscopy. Next line, Boston bowel prep score is graded at 6, 2-2-2, fair prep. Next line, there was a approximately 8 millimeter sessile sigmoid, splenic flexure polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 cecal diminutive sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter erythematous ascending colon sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive ascending colon sessile polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an there were 4 diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyps removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 3 approximately 8-10 millimeter sessile sigmoid colon polyps removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 5 rectal sessile polyps removed cold biopsy polypectomy. These are all diminutive. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were moderate to large in size, that were non-bleeding, noted on retroflexion. Next line. Plan. Follow up biopsy pathology. Next line. We'll follow up biopsy pathology from the duodenal bulb. Nodularity, comma, may need endoscopic ultrasound for further evaluation. Next line. We'll await pathology from the white plaques in the esophagus. This is likely candida. But given that patient is on a significant amount of other medications that interact with fluconazole, will be 100% certain before prescribing fluconazole for 10 days. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year, pending path. Next line, follow up analysis previously scheduled. Next line, recommend restarting Plavix tomorrow morning. Next line. May benefit from a CT abdomen pelvis for further evaluation of abdominal pain and distension. Next line. Follow up analysis previously scheduled. Thank you.